Stress affects our liver in multiple ways. When a person is under stress, and which can be physical or mental, the body reacts. Now, bear in mind, sometimes you may not think that you're under stress. For example, if you're eating, eating is a stressful event, for example. Just thinking about something that you that's unpleasant can be a stressful event. So the body reacts in a certain way, even though you may appear calm. But let's stay with where we are. The body receives the signals from your eyes, from your nose, from your ears. You hear the startling sounds that is loud. You visual a traumatic accident. You have a bad relationship. The brain receives all these signals. And as far as the brain is concerned, it is stressful. So what does it do? It sends a signal through the HPA axis and HPT axis, hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal, as well as the hypothalamus, pituitary, thyroid axis, which is like the highways that carries the hormones to the various organs. And what do these organs do? The brain will signal the adrenal glands to make cortisol. Okay, cortisol is the body's anti-inflammatory and the ultimate stress hormone. Cortisol do? Cortisol raises blood sugar. Well, why? It's because the body now understand that if you're under stress, you may need to have sugar for you to run away, as if a tiger is attacking you. So it raises cortisol. The cortisol goes to the liver and converts the glycogen into blood sugar, so that the sugar can then be sent to the brain for you to stay alert, and to the muscles to so that you can run away. So what else? What happens when this event occurs is that it's intended to be good, okay? But in the process, you're increasing blood sugar. And increasing blood sugar will lead to an increase in insulin output from the pancreas, because pancreas' job is to see that the blood sugar doesn't go too high to bring it back down. So you're putting excessive stress into the pancreas now, okay? And so if this goes on for too long, then the body's insulin level goes up. As the level of insulin go up means that the body's sugar is trying to push back into the liver and create a cycle where the liver have too much sugar in the form of glycogen and triglyceride storage, leading ultimately to a condition called fatty liver if you're not careful, as well as insulin resistance. So one branch is the stress, increased cortisol, which increased blood sugar, which increased insulin, which boomerangs back to the liver. The second is the involving the hormone called adrenaline, or it's also called epinephrine. When you're under stress, not only does cortisol go up, you know, the epinephrine, which is controlled by the adrenal medulla, the center part of the adrenal glands, also go up, especially in the case of chronic stress where your body's in fatigue over time. Chronically low in cortisol. Remember, when your body is first exposed to stress, cortisol tend to go up. But if you continue the stress for a long time, the cortisol will tend to go down and becomes flattened, so to say. And when that happens, if you don't kind of have the body kind of restore its equilibrium, then that will trigger the release of adrenaline. Adrenaline, also called epinephrine, it restricts blood flow to the visceral organs, gallbladder, kidneys, and is doing that for the reason to help to push the blood into your brain and other muscles so you can run away and have the alertness. So the internal organs are kind of sacrificed, so to say, during the time of stress. So when you have stress, epinephrine goes up, the blood flow to your liver goes down, that increases the chances of you getting liver congestion, okay? So liver congestion, again, it leads to the sugar not being moved into the liver and causes peripheral hyperglycemia by design. But this leads, just like the cortisol increasing the blood sugar through glycogen conversion to sugar, will lead to a hyperinsulinemia or excessive amount of insulin. So excessive amount of insulin over time, and we're talking about over time, we're not talking about acute, you know, it's just 1 or 2 hours and come back down. That is normal. But if you keep doing it over and over again, then the body eventually will get too much insulin that lead to insulin resistance, lead to a fatty liver as the sugar is trapped in the liver in the form of triglyceride, and this liver becomes saturated. On top of that, remember, stress also, I mentioned earlier, goes through the thyroid, and two mechanisms. One is through the HPT axis, where there's a direct connection from the brain to the thyroid to tell the thyroid to slow down, again, to conserve energy, okay? And very important. Number two, cortisol, when it is high, also binds up the thyroid-binding globulins. That is on design in order to reduce the thyroid output. Why? It's because the body thinks that, you know, in time of stress, it's important to conserve energy. So what's a better way to conserve energy to non-essential organs than by lowering the basal metabolic rate, which is thyroid? So people with adrenal fatigue, especially in the advanced stages, often have low thyroid symptoms. They may not be clinically told to be hypothyroid, but they have ever reducing free T3, low free T4, and their TSH tend to go up, like blood work. And then stress, as I said earlier, because of the cortisol effect and the insulin effect, can lead to a rising insulin. So if you do fasting insulin, it can go up. The triglyceride can go up as well. And so these are all ramifications of how stress can affect the liver. And from there, once the liver is compromised, then your metabolic regulation goes down. Yeah, because of the triglyceride, insulin, glycogen storage will be affected. Number two, your insulin may be affected, resulting ultimately in potential hyperinsulinemia, insulin resistance, and glucose metabolism, and with the side effects of the hypoglycemia if the insulin level goes too far up too fast. And of course, you know, the adrenaline that we talked about as a function of stress can also cause a bunch of side reactions, including insomnia, POTS, which is postural orthostatic tachycardia, PVCs, atrial fib, fibromyalgia, and anxiety. An excessive amount of cortisol can also lead to metabolic disruptions and salt craving, blood pressure dysregulations, etc. So your body is pretty messed up, and a lot of it has to do with liver. So reduce the stress is number one. Fortify your liver function is number two. And then I think you will be much better. I hope you get to understand how physiologically, how everything is intertwined. And maintaining a healthy liver by reducing stress is paid attention to, but it's such an important factor in your overall optimum health.
This podcast has been produced and broadcast solely for informational and educational purposes by Lamb Clinic. Statements and views expressed in this podcast are not medical advice and have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The products and supplements discussed in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you believe you may have a medical condition, please consult your own doctor. Opinions of guests are their own, and Lamb Clinic does not endorse or accept responsibility for any of the statements and views made by guests. The views and opinions of guests in the podcast are their own and do not reflect those of Lamb Clinic. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. In some cases, individuals on the podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in the products or services referred to herein. Podcast listeners should always seek the advice of their physicians or other qualified health providers with any questions they may have regarding their own medical conditions. Podcast listeners must always continue to follow the advice of their personal physicians for all of their medical needs.